Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
A couple things to update everybody on. We put Denzel and Chandler on IR, so they will they'll be out the remaining couple weeks this season. And had a good conversation with the quarterbacks this morning. And so we're going to go ahead and start Jarrett the last couple games of the season here. You know, none of us is happy with where we're at, but we think it's an opportunity to you know, evaluate a younger player who hasn't had much time to play. You know, talking to Derek, who was great, you know, he understands the scenario that we're in and the situation, and very supportive of the two young guys. Those three guys obviously have worked together hand in hand all year, and, you know, he'll do anything he can to help them. So, you know, that's what we're going to do. And obviously we're, you know, started into our preparation for what I think probably is the best, you know, football team top to bottom that we've played in San Francisco. So well coached, you know, extremely highly ranked in every category, offense, defense, special teams. I'd say probably playing as good as any team that we faced all year at the time that we're playing them. And I'm excited for the opportunity and looking forward to the challenge of this week.
Josh, we talked about the contract situation on Monday. Does that play into this? And then bigger question, what's the message in regards to Derek Carr moving forward with the Raiders?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's more about the opportunity. This, like I said, we're all accountable to where we're at. And I think this is more about an opportunity to see a guy that we haven't seen play in a situation like this against a couple good teams, really good teams. You know, Derek's played a lot of football. There's a lot of evaluating that's going to take place here. Once the season's over, in terms of how we make the most progress, what makes the most sense for everybody, and how we move forward. And we knew that was going to be the case. Obviously, we were hoping to be in a different scenario than we are currently. But there's no, there's no finality to today. This is just a, you know, a decision we thought after talking about it and contemplating it that we thought, you know, would be an opportunity for us to see, you know, what we have in him and how we do going forward. We'll see, you know what I mean? So there's a lot to be, I think there's a lot to be sorted through once the season's over.
Derek's play, especially over the last month or so, hasn't, you know, been up to par, I would say. How much did that play into it?
Yeah, like I said, we're all accountable, you know what I mean? And it starts with me, and you know, and so he's the first one to stand up there and say that, you know what I mean? He's been accountable all year, and I know he'll continue to do that. That's the kind of person and teammate he is. And so, you know, I don't think anybody feels like we've done enough, you know, and offensively, certainly in a couple of these games, we just, you know, we couldn't put enough points on the board to win. And so I don't think anybody's really happy with, you know, what we've done.
How difficult is this? He's been the starter for 9 years for you as a coach to have to tell him that.
Yeah, you know, those aren't easy conversations, but that's the nature of the position. Again, like I said, I couldn't be more complimentary of him. The way he handled it. I mean, this is a A1 class human being, and he's obviously meant a lot to this place for a long time. And as I said, we'll see how this goes going forward. I'm not going to sit here and predict the future, and there's a lot that could happen, and we're going to take those things one day at a time. And right now, we're going to get ready for the 49ers.
What was the reaction of the team when they found out this?
I think the same way they've, you know, I mean, we've dealt with some different things during the course of the year. Look, I mean, we're all human, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of friendships across the team. I hope I deal with our team the right way every time. I've been honest and upfront with them about anything, any change we make or any decision that goes on that affects them. We've tried to be upfront and tell them the truth all year long, and that didn't stop today. So they've been great this morning, and obviously eager to continue our preparation for a challenge this weekend's going to present.
Chase will be number two.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and put these two guys in a situation where, you know, they have to prepare, you know, as if they're going to play. And in Chase's case, he's going to be one guy, one play away, you know. So, you know, we'll see how that affects them and how they practice, and give them an opportunity to simulate what it's like, you know, to go through a regular season week and be ready to play football.
With what you know about Jarrett, what do you expect out of him in terms of, you know, preparation and taking over kind of command of a team?
Yeah. You know, look, I mean, he works really hard, and he's very bright, understands our offense and system. He's prepared like he's playing every week since he's been in the NFL. He was the backup as a rookie. He has experience getting himself ready to go in that regard. And I thought that, you know, giving him a full week of, you know, seeing how this, you know, affects his preparation, his practice, his performance on Sunday, I think is a good, you know, a good starting point for him. But I expect him to be ready to go like he's always been. I know that's his mindset. He works really hard to do that.
Josh, I know you said this wasn't an easy decision to make, but you could take the field on Sunday still with an opportunity to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, you know, where did that fit into the entire situation?
Yeah. It is what it is. Like I said, we're not going to have Chandler out there. We're not going to have Denzel out there. So we've dealt with this in other positions, obviously, you know, and so – the intent is to have a great week of preparation and practice and go out there and do everything we can to win the game. And that's what we're going to try to do. So excited to play at home again in front of our fans. We've had a decent, you know, year at home so far, and we're going to try to continue that this week.
Outside of a few games where Jared stepped in, I mean, he hasn't played really like consistently since 2020 as a starter. What have you learned about him from that time ago that you spent with him in the Patriots that you think makes him ready now?
Yeah. You know, he like I said, he works really hard. He attacks practice. Those are his days, you know, and he's prepared against our defense, our first defense, all year long, you know, and he's had to throw – nobody, I promise you, nobody's thrown with more guys around him and in his face in practice than he has this year in the NFL, because – Crosby buzzes the tower on almost every play, and so do some of those other guys, you know. And so he's had some really, really great weeks of preparation against our defense. Not that everything went perfect, which that's a good thing for our team, but, you know, he's seen as tough as it can be in terms of looks, speed, rush, coverage, variations, and he approaches those periods like those are his games. And so that's all you can do when you're in his position, you know, because you're always one play away. And, you know, Derek's obviously been such a tough guy in terms of being able to play through whatever for his whole career. So, you know, he didn't get an opportunity to do that yet this year. So, but I expect him, like I said, to prepare like he always has, and with the intent on going out and playing well.
I know some of these decisions will be made by necessity because Chandler – and Denzel are out, but are there other younger guys that you want to see?
Yeah, Harvey Lange is coming up for Denzel, and then we acquired Isaac Rochelle off of Cleveland's practice squad to fill Chandler's spot. So, you know, you guys know we've been playing a bunch of young guys all year, honestly, linebacker, corner, safety, offensive line. I mean, we've basically been doing that all year long. So, you know, this is not a situation where we're going to, you know, empty the practice squad and do that. That's not what we're doing. We're going to field the best group that we can to go out there and compete and win.
Zamir came in. Maybe you thought no one could have predicted Josh's year.
Yeah.
So maybe you thought he'd get more of a look.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about his maturation, how he's been attitude wise with kind of having now to watch more than maybe even he thought?
Yeah. I think, he's a very mature young man, and, he's been, you know, as much of a professional as you can be when you're a young guy like this in your first year. I think he's had a great guy to watch and emulate in Josh. And, you know, I've been through this many, many times where a back comes in and doesn't necessarily play early, has an opportunity to see something, in front of him, you know, see a player or two in front of him for a year, understand what goes into being a good player at that position, all the work, all the effort, all the study, all the preparation, all the practice, all the rehab and recovery, because those guys take a lot of hits, and that's not an easy position to play. And I think, you know, Zamir's had a front row seat to watch JJ do it the right way. So, again, I've Shane Vereen and Damian Harris and so, you know, a lot of these guys that I've coached before didn't play right away. And it's not a bad thing, you know. And obviously there's a player in front of him that's having an extremely good season. And hopefully he's soaking in everything he can. I know he practices well. He prepares hard. And when his time comes, he'll be ready.
That'll happen. Zamir being ready and succeeding, and what you've been able to.
I'm not going to predict the future, but I like that. We like the player. You know what I mean? We like the player a lot, and we think he has a bright future.
Coach, obviously, Jarrett's getting his first start against the number one defense in the league, whether it be short term or long term. When you look at this opportunity for him, like, how much do you think this will be beneficial for his development, just in the league in general?
Yeah, I mean, these are, this is a big test. So I think anytime you get to compete and challenge yourself against the best, I think that's a great opportunity for you individually and for our team collectively. Like I said, they're as good as a group as we've played. The front's exceptional. Bosa, you can go down the line. They're all very talented. Kinlaw, they all make plays. They're very disruptive. Their linebacking core is as good as there is in the league. Their secondary is very opportunistic. They turn the ball over a lot, create a lot of negative plays. Very good on third down, especially third and long. This is a big challenge. It's a good opportunity. For us as a team to prepare to get ready to play a team like this, who's really on a roll, playing as good right now as probably any team we've played.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.